Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gordon signs two bills. I'm Chris Brinzel with your news. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon is at the legislative session with work to do. Yesterday, Gordon signed the first two bills at the session. One bill is about the energy industry and the other is about agriculture. The bills are intended to give a boost to the state's energy, minerals, and agricultural industries. According to the Cowboy State Daily News, the new laws give direction to the Wyoming Energy Authority to support efforts to expand the state's rare earth mineral industry and implement recommendations made by his Invasive Species Initiative. Gordon has shown full support for these bills in the past. Speaking of Gordon, he continues to fight against President Joe Biden's executive order banning drilling leases for oil and gas on federal lands. Gordon says this is a direct attack on Wyoming.
48% of our state is federally owned. Anything you do here in the energy space probably has some aspect of federal leasing associated with it. Losing that revenue is devastating to our schools, devastating to our communities, devastating to those small businesses that really depend on the energy sector.
Mark is looking into legal avenues in order to reverse Biden's ban. In other news today, bundle up. It's really cold outside. It's like -110 or something. Okay, it's not quite that cold, but it is freezing. As I said, bundle up, wear hats, gloves, and layer up. Now, before I go, I wanted to leave you with a clip from the Wyoming House GOP meeting where they decided to censure Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney and call for her resignation. Now, what is your opinion on the matter?
Liz Cheney put her personal family feud with Donald Trump ahead of the Constitution and ahead of the Wyoming people. We must censure Liz Cheney, and I'm going to give you a word picture. She basically middle-fingered the majority of the people of this state.
Let's resist this infusion of left-wing cancel culture, of trying to censure and get rid of anybody that we disagree with.